tempo, and then hit up the producers like, yo, this is the idea I have. Or even if you produce, because I can produce.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll like create the 808s, put the kick, the snare, and I'll give them like an idea, you know, with the piano over or whatever, and I give them an idea. This is what I'm going for. And then I'm like, I want you guys to go this route with it.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
This is Darian Sahanaja of the Brian Wilson Band, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Caro, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust.
Trust.
I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this? When nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, is my one wish. My faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm still gonna trust.
Beloved, I'm still going to trust God. Remember the story, beloved? Jesus was walking on the water and Peter said, Lord, can I come and can I do that too? And Lord said, come on. And he got out there and he started walking. He was trusting the Lord. And then he started looking at where he was and the wind was blowing and it was dark at night and he got scared. He started to sink. And he had enough sense to call Jesus and say, Lord, save me. And Jesus saved him. Hallelujah. It's all about the trust, beloved. We might be sinking, but trust him. Hallelujah. He can lift us back up again. Will he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And that's why I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Just hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. Amen. And I'm not here by myself. We got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. So, Brother Martin, how are you this morning?
I am doing well, Brightside listeners, on this cold and bleak morning, but we got music that warms the soul.
We got the music, hallelujah, that warms the soul. Well, I like that. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. And you hearing it right here on WGXC. Well, I'm going to trust in you. Will you do that? Will you do that, beloved? That's what we're going to do. That was Brother Joshua Rogers. And then we have coming up 7 songs back to back, 31 minutes of uninterrupted music. We have Now I Know by Ted and Sherry. You Don't Stop, The Walls Group. Now, Ted and Sherry are a spinoff from The Walls Group, all right? We have When I Pray by Miss Doe. Just love that. I'll Just Say Yes, Brian Courtney Wilson. Yes, He Can by Kane. Just Like Jesus, The One House Worship. It Is Well, Tasha Cobbs featuring Jennifer Hudson and Ricky Dillard. Yes, beloved, that's what we've got. 7 songs back to back. And then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here and be blessed. Here we go. Now I Know.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God gives peace and storms.
what was once not plain to see became my lived reality. I had witnessed some things, and I'd even heard great preachers, but it didn't even mean a thing until I became my teacher. To see my back was against the wall, there was no one I could call, but then God showed.
You life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, heal you. Struggles, they last, and as time passes, it's been one thing after the other. Which way to go? I feel so alone. Life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I pray.
Just say yes, you lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. I'll just say yes. Yes, Lord.
that you say the best for all who trust you and obey. There is an answer, no more delay. I'll just say yes, yes, Lord.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries, and this is The Bright Side. The Bright Side, somewhere. We got more music for you. Music for the heart, mind, and the soul. Music with a message. So stay right here. Don't go nowhere.
Can he save me again? Cause sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he
showed up late, but death is a door for you. You're alive and in time, and you never left behind. I did what I could do, but my end is when you move. You're alive every time.
God is always good, and he has never failed me, so I know he'll work it for my good. It is well, it is well. Well, it is well through my struggle.
It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul, the house of my mind, my will, my conscience, my emotions. It is well with my soul. Why? Because every day, beloved, this is what I do. I ask the Lord to cleanse my soul. I thank the Lord for saving my soul. I surrender my soul to the Lord and to his lordship. That's what I do to keep it well, make it well with my soul. Beloved, I am so glad, hallelujah, that I've come to know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. How about you? How about you? Well, beloved, y'all may think I forgot, but no way, no way, no how would I forget today. January 15th. Is the birthday of the prophet and the drum major for justice, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So, happy heavenly birthday, Reverend Dr. King. I came to share for a few minutes about this great man from God and this great man of God and the importance to me for this holiday weekend, and to share a few of his quotes, hallelujah, which there are volumes of speeches, books, articles, letters, I mean, just volumes of his quotes that are so rich and so relevant. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So I want to share a couple of his quotes today. He says, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it is right. And in the vernacular of today, where we're using pronouns to be inclusive of everyone, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but they must take it because conscience tells them it is right. Another quote from a letter that was published in an Atlanta newspaper, the Atlanta Constitution, was titled Kick Up Dust. And he wrote, we want and are entitled to the basic rights and opportunities of American citizens, the right to earn a living at work for which we are fitted by training and ability, equal opportunities in education, health, recreation, and similar public services, the right to vote, equality before the law, some of the same courtesy and good manners that we ourselves bring to all human relations. Over about 56 years ago, 66 years ago, these were his words. He said, world peace through nonviolence means, through nonviolent means, is neither absurd nor unattainable. All other methods have failed. Thus, we must begin new. Nonviolence is a good starting point. Amen. Nonviolence is a good starting point. When we think about the wars that are going on around us, those that make the headlines and those that are not, wars with drug lords, wars with corrupt regimes against their people trying to maintain their power, and we look at how the world stays, the world scenes, world leaders, they endeavor to use nonviolent means, you know, sanctions, embargoes, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems like those things don't really work, but in some instances they do. And if we all came to the table, if was the fifth, we'd all be drunk, right? These are the reasons that the words of Martin Luther King are so rich and so relevant. They give us a pathway. They help give us an understanding and a perspective. They help us to see the things that we don't always see. If we're living in our own vacuums, our own silos, we're only working with people who look like us and living among people who live, who look like us or think like us. We are in a very dangerous situation now when we have, you know, the social media and this whole thing that some of us are bewildered by, called the algorithm, that identifies what you should be looking at based on something you've looked at previously. They'll just keep feeding you stuff. You could have looked at something because of a headline. You could have looked at something because someone sent it to you. You could have looked at something accidentally. And then every day, this algorithm will keep sending you those things. And so people get programmed on what they should think, and they get programmed on what they should be believing. They even get programmed that they should go up to the Capitol and try to stop an election, a democratic right and process that is the foundation of a democratic society. You know, we are in perilous times, and so it behooves us to break away, you know, from some people call it the matrix, right? And to look at other sources, to look at even some of the writing of our sages, to look at the writings of our prophets. And for those of us who lived in the lifetime of Martin Luther King and was able to see him in real time on television or see him in real life at a venue where he was, to hear him speak at a church or at a rally or at a meeting. For those of us who, you know, were able to be so close to him, hallelujah, it helps to renew our fight and renew our faith, hallelujah, that things can change and get turned around. We've come so far, beloved, but we still have so far to go. You know, there are about 60 Bible verses that talks about oppression, hallelujah, you know, and God's attitude towards oppression. And although it may appear that the oppressors, you know, the oligarchs, I guess, and the, you know, I don't want to give all the I don't, well, I'm not going to even say that word, but some people who put profit over people, all right, in profit over prophecy, watch out, because God has an attitude about oppression that we need to be mindful of. And we need to, in my opinion, gauge ourselves against, look in that mirror and see ourselves. And how do we line up to God's attitude toward oppression? He sent us the man to help us out of this matrix, out of this maze. He sent us the man, and the younger generations, in my opinion, from those that I've talked to, talking about tweens and teens, so many are so disconnected from the man and the message, but not just his dream, but his messages, and that his prophecies and that his pathway are so God-given and godly. So anyway, I want to look at the word of God for a quick minute. Hallelujah. And he says, amen. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause. The Lord will plead their cause. In Proverbs 22 and 22 to 23, God will plead the cause of the poor, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a warning. And as we see the poor getting poorer and the rich getting richer, and people keep prophesying a doom and gloom over America, and things are going to get worse. If it's getting worse because of the deeds that you're doing, then you better watch out, because God is going to plead the cause of the poor, and God is going to stand up on behalf of the might of the righteous and those who have no might. Yes, he will. He said in Psalm 72 and 4, may he vindicate the afflicted of the people and save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Oh, beloved, when the people of God start praying that way, man, you got to watch out, beloved. He said in Isaiah 10, 1 to 3, woe to those who enact evil statutes and to those who constantly record unjust decisions so as to deprive the needy of justice and rob the poor of my people of their rights, so that widows may be their spoil and that they may plunder the orphans. Now that will you, what will you do in the day of punishment and in the devastations which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? Martin Luther King was putting out a call, beloved, to America, and he's still speaking, and God is still speaking through his word, through his messengers to us. We have time to correct our course. We have time to make some changes. Hallelujah. We have time to close this wealth gap. We have time to invest in our children, in our seniors. We have time, but do we have the will? There is a way. Hallelujah. There is a way. Well, beloved, today we are celebrating the birthday of Martin Luther King at the Shiloh Baptist Church. And come on out. We are so excited about today's lineup. We have our congressman coming. We have our senator coming. We have our assemblywoman speaking. We have our undersheriff, our civil service commissioner, all these community leaders who are going to come and share what Martin Luther King quotes they resonate with. And reflect on those for a minute. It's going to be quick, 2 minutes each. Yes, and we have a public servants award that is going to be presented by our congressman to one of our own community members. So come on out, be with us. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing. It's going to be a great time at 3 p.m. at the Shiloh Baptist Church. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my spiritual social commentary for today, January 15th, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. And we got music. Yes, we do. With a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll be back with my closing comment.
Just say yes, you lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours. I'll just say yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you give the Lord a yes today? Say, yes, Lord, my life is yours. Yes, Lord, my time is yours. My talent is yours. My treasure is yours. My life is not my own. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. You have a plan. Hallelujah. Will you say yes to the Lord today? Oh, praise the Lord, beloved. Well, it's about time for me to get out of here. Hallelujah. But before I do, I just want to share that on Monday, we will continue our observance of the birthday of Reverend Dr. King at the Hudson Area Library. We're going to have a chat and chew for teens to 20s with some of the clergy in the area. Reverend Dr. King was a clergyman, and he worked closely with students and young people. And yes, we need to make that connection. So support us if you can, and, you know, pray for us as we come together with some of the youth in our area on Monday and continue. Our topic is cultivating the beloved community mindset. Yes, the Martin Luther King Center theme for 2023. We're going to transform the unjust systems. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know who, but I know we have to start again. All right. I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies. Yes. And those who are celebrating on today. I want to give a shout out to our city court judge, Sister Cheryl Roberts, Honorable Cheryl Roberts, who celebrates her birthday on today as well. Remember never to forget, beloved, no matter how dark the day, how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying see you when I see you, hopefully 3 p.m. today at 14 Warren Street, the Shiloh Baptist Church. Hudson, New York.
Stand beside